This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, back Mike's side with us once more is horticulturist Ward Upham of K-State Research and Extension. And now we can earnestly, Ward, start thinking anyway toward our vegetable gardening for this growing season ahead. And one of the first things that people can consider is asparagus plantings, but not now. You're wanting folks to prepare for that project, right?
That's right. So it takes some time to prepare. We're not going to plant until probably mid-March through mid-April, but there's some things we need to do beforehand to make sure that we're ready for that planting process.
And it's a long-term project in asparagus planting, right?
It's a long-term process, and it lasts a long time. So it's one of the few vegetables we have that's a perennial. Rhubarb is the other one. But asparagus, I have a planting at home that's 60 years old.
Wow.
And so they can last for years and years and years if you take care of them.
So a considerable stretch of productivity out of a well-planted asparagus bed. We're thinking in terms of that happening in mid-March. So what can one be doing now to prepare for that planting?
Well, first, choose the right spot. So what you want is a sunny spot with a well-drained soil. And it's a good idea to put it on the edge of the garden so you don't have to till all the way around it when you plant other crops. Next step is to take a soil test so you know what you need and you can mix those nutrients into the soil as you prepare the soil. Speaking of preparing the soil, that soil needs to be prepared as deeply as you can. Normally, we plant asparagus 6 to 8 inches deep. Those crowns are planted 6 to 8 inches deep. A couple of reasons for that. One is by planting in deep, you increase the diameter of the spears that come up. Second thing, it allows you to till right over the top of that bed in the spring. And that helps with weed control. It helps if you want to mix in some organic matter. All that type of thing can be done with asparagus if it's planted as deep as it should be.
One can also be thinking now on their variety selection, and there's quite an assortment actually here.
Yeah, it used to be always Martha Washington and Mary Washington. Those are the two old varieties that have traditionally been planted from years ago. However, we have some new what are called male hybrids. And a male hybrid will produce 3 times as much as some of those older varieties. Nothing wrong with those older varieties other than they just don't produce as much. Varieties that you can try are, for example, the Jersey series, like Jersey Giant, Jersey King, Jersey Knight, Jersey Supreme. If you want purple spears, you can get Purple Passion. And so those are all male hybrids that will really give good productivity.
So you can shop, consider the traits of each of those varieties, see what might work for you. They're well adapted to our growing areas here in Kansas. Again, planting in mid-March to mid-April. As for planting technique, you mentioned the depth at which these crowns will go. What else?
Yeah, so you are using crowns. You're not using seed. I mean, you can use seed, but it really extends the process. And so what you want to use are 1-year-old crowns. 2-year-old crowns are fine as well, but they're going to be more expensive. And in order to get them 6 to 8 inches deep, you probably won't have a tiller that'll go that deep. So you're either going to have to dig a trench or you're going to have to dig a planting hole for each of those crowns. Those crowns are spaced about 18 to 24 inches apart. And once they're planted, you cover them with just a couple inches of soil. You don't want to fill that trench or that planting hole completely in. Over the summer, that's what you're going to do. You're going to gradually add soil until eventually that trench is filled in, but not right at first. When asparagus crowns are sold, they're usually sold in at least groups of 5. Maybe groups of 10, maybe groups of 20, whatever you want. But figure you're going to need about 10 crowns per person that likes asparagus. And again, since they're spaced 18 to 24 inches apart, if they're 2 feet apart, then if you have 10 crowns, that's 20 feet. And so that gives you an idea of how much space you're going to need.
If one goes through all of this successfully, establishes that planting, then it's about patience because you won't be harvesting this growing season by any means.
That's right. You're just getting that plant established the first season.
So get it off to a good start following these tips that Ward has shared on planting asparagus. You are readying for that right now. Ward, thank you.
You bet.
Horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension over the K-State Radio Network.